Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome to each and every one of you to 60 for 60 at 5 a.m. Amen. 60 for 60 at 5 a.m. Glory be to God. I want you to grab your Bible on this morning, grab your scripture on this morning, and turn with me to Psalm 17. Turn with me to Psalm 17 on this morning. Psalm 17, if you look at the very top of your Bible, at the very top of that psalm, it says a prayer of David, a prayer of David. And it reads kind of like a legal appeal that's brought into the presence of God. We've talked about that a couple of times here on 60 for 60 about legalities. We just got through talking about legalities just the other day. And so this particular prayer reads like a legal appeal that is brought into the presence of God, because David is dealing with opposition that cannot be resolved by just ordinary conversation or ordinary courts. David's life gives more than one plausible setting. And, you know, when you look at the life of David and you're talking about someone that, you know, we see as he starts out as a shepherd boy, and then we see the progression of him going from, you know, shepherd boy attending to the chief, to the sheep, but then we also see this warrior, because when you're out there in the field, you know, we don't have sheep here. I live in Miami, for those of you that live in other parts of the country, you know, and of course we don't have sheep the way that if you went to, you know, other countries where they actually have fields and they have sheep and they attend to sheep. There's a part of shepherding that you need to know how to defend, right? Because obviously there's always going to be predators that are going to try to attack your sheepfold, right? There's no shepherd that is not threatened, that their sheep are not threatened by wolves. And the threat, if you think about it, that threat does not stop, right? As long as there is sheep, there's going to be a wolf that is plotting and planning to try to attack, try to kill one of the sheep, right, in order to devour it. So if you think about your own life, you know, and you look at these psalms and you say, wow, you know, is every psalm going to be about opposition? Is every psalm going to be about, you know, entering into a courtroom? But if you think about the life of a shepherd, and the life of that shepherd is not just to guide those sheep to green pastures and guide those sheep to still waters. A part of being a shepherd is being a protector of the sheep, keeping the sheep in alignment so not one of those sheep goes astray, but also keeping those sheep protected. And so that's the reason why you hear a lot of that language, or you hear David talking about his opposition, because as a shepherd, as a king, as a warrior, there was always an enemy that was trying to oppose him. And so one setting is when you look at David, you know, and you look at his life, and you see all these different settings that he's in. One of the settings that one setting is the years when Saul pursued David, right? Despite how many times David refused to harm Saul, look how many times Saul pursued David. Saul, even when David had opportunity to kill him, right? He did it. He didn't kill him. He said, I will not touch God's anointed, right? But look at Saul. Saul kept trying to pursue David's life. There was another setting later in the season when David faced political betrayal and organized hostility, which matches the Psalms' language about being surrounded and being targeted. So the Psalm does not identify the exact moment that this happened in David's life. So the responsible approach when reading this is to define the situation rather than give you a timeline. So I'm not going to give you a timeline because I don't know exactly when this happened in David's life, but we can read it and see what type of situation and give you some definition around that. So let's look at Psalm 17 this morning. We're going to read verses 1 and 2, and I want to challenge each of you that when you're reading the psalm or when you're reading the scripture, to say them out loud and try to put them to memory, right? Because what that does, when I was learning in the very beginning stages to pray and to pray accurately, it was through the scriptures, just simply memorizing the scriptures, right? And that gives you more language to pull from when you pray, you know, so you're not being repetitive. Now, listen, there will be times when the Lord will have you repeat, or there will be times where he will have you stay on a certain thing. So I'm not saying that repetition is bad in prayer. No, there will be times where God will just hone in on a certain, you know, topic. It may be grace, it may be mercy, it may be love, whatever it is, you know. But it is always good to have scripture to back up what you're praying from, to pull from, right? And so this psalm says, Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. I'll read that one more time. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. So David begins with this courtroom language, right? He's asking for a just hearing, right? He says, hear the right. And he is insisting that his prayer is not coming from a place of performance, you know, not coming from a place of form. When he says, let my sentence come forth from thy presence, he is asking God to issue the verdict. When he says, let thine eyes behold the things that are equal, he is asking for judgment based on what is true and proportionate, not on anything else, right? Not anything political, not anything popular. I want you, Father, to judge based on what is true and what is proportionate. And so as we bring our appeals to the Lord on this morning, I want us to bring our appeals to the Lord and bring it into his courtroom on this morning and ask him to judge based on what is true and what is proportionate on this morning, based on what hearing what the righteous is saying on this morning. Amen. So I want us to go into prayer for just a moment and ask the Lord not only to hear us, to incline his ear to us and to our cry on this morning. Amen. But look at our cleanliness in the spirit. Look upon us on this morning as the righteous and to judge righteously on this morning. If we could just lift up our voices right there. Lord, we're praying, oh God, as David prayed, oh God, hear our cry. Hear the righteous on this morning, Father. We're praying, Lord God, that you would attend, Lord God, unto our cry. Lord God, let the words, Lord God, that we speak on this morning, oh God, come up before you, oh God, like a sweet-smelling savor. Let our words be clean, God. Let our words be without guile, Lord God. Let our motives, Lord God, be exposed on this morning, oh God. May our motives be correct in your presence, oh God. And let our sentence, God, come forth from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your eyes, oh God, behold, oh God, what is equal, God, so that truth is not buried under the noise, oh God. It's not buried under influence. Jesus, not buried under intimidation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But we're praying, oh God, on this morning, Lord God, that you, Lord God, that you would hear us as we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would judge righteously, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. What you hear, Father, Lord God, we pray, God, that you would give a righteous verdict, Lord God, to us on this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as we lift up our voices before you, Lord God, we pray on this morning, oh God, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would not turn your ear away, that you would not turn your eyes away from us, oh God. Lord God, we are not coming before you, oh God, out of ritual. We're not coming before you, Lord God, out of custom. We're coming before you, Lord God, because you are our King. You are our Judge. Lord God, you are our Father on this morning, oh God, and we know you are the righteous Judge, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that when we are in right standing with you, Father, Lord God, that you hear us, oh God, and that you respond, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so we enter, Lord God, your courtroom on today, and we ask you, Lord God, to judge fairly, to judge righteously, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that whatever is opposing us on this morning, that you would remove the opposition in Jesus' name. Lord God, whatever, Lord God, noise or intimidation is around about us, and that's trying to surround your people, Lord God, we pray on this morning, oh God, that you would remove the noise, whatever is buried, God, under this demonic influence, Lord God, that the truth would rise in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 3. Amen. Let's go to verse 3. This is the part, amen, where you see examination. David literally invites God to test him in these particular verses. Let's drop down to verse 3. It says, thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. I love how this reads. I love how this reads. I'm going to read it one more time. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the words of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. So David appeals to God prior testing of his heart, including what is revealed in the night, which points to the inner life and the private self, right? When he talks about in the night, it points to his inner life and his private self. And he's not claiming to be sinless, right? When it comes to, like, you know, he's not doing anything wrong, but he is claiming that he is not living deceitfully, and that he has set his intention not to weaponize speech. He also credits restraint to the word of his lips, which means David views obedience as formed by revelation, right? He asked God to stabilize his steps because pressure can cause moral slipping, right? Even when the cause is righteous, it can still cause moral slipping. And so this is his heart what he's talking about here. This is the vein in which David is coming from. So as we pray on this morning, I want us to pray and ask the Lord to test us in the night season, see where we are in our inner lives, in our private life. We are not out here just perpetually, just habitually sinful. You know, not, of course, we know, you know, every day there's something that we do, but this is not something we do purposely. We are doing everything that we can to restrain ourselves so that our speech is in alignment with Him. You know, that our obedience is in alignment with revelation. So as you lift up your voice on this morning, I want you to present that that to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's pray there, Lord. God, we're praying, Lord God, as David prayed, Father, to prove our hearts, oh God. Visit us in the night seasons, oh God. Try us and purify what you find that may be mixed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because we want to keep our integrity, oh God. Our integrity, Lord God. We want to keep our momentum, Father. And God, we purpose, Lord God, that our mouths will not transgress, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to govern our speech again today, Lord God, so that we don't become, Lord God, anyone, Lord God, that, Lord God, is out here just frivolously speaking, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hold up our goings, Lord God, in your path, Father. Lord God, let our footsteps not slip off the path of righteousness, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, keep us away from the destroyer, Father. In the name of Jesus, keep our actions in alignment with your actions, Father. Keep our actions in alignment with your will, Father. Keep our motives pure, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, if you find anything in us, oh God, hallelujah, that is displeasing to you, Lord God, if you find anything in our hearts, oh God, Lord God, that brings you displeasure, we put it on the altar on this morning, Father, and we ask you, Lord God, to sever us away from anything, Lord God, that would put us in a position where we're not integral, Lord God, even down, Lord God, to the nth degree, Lord God, we always want to be truthful in everything that we do, Lord God, we want to resist evil, we want to do good, even in the midst of men, Lord God, that do things unrighteously, even in the midst, Lord God, hallelujah, of the marketplace, when we're around liars and people that are deceitful, and people, Lord God, that are always trying to bribe and always trying to swindle, we pray, Lord God, that we would stay in a righteous path, Lord God, that we would do what would please you, that we would think about what you, Lord God, would have to say in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. That really came before me this morning as I was just praying. That really came before me, how we are pressured sometimes to, we feel the pressure sometimes to fit in. You know, we're out here, each of us are in a different marketplace, or maybe some of us are, I'm sorry, not a different marketplace, but a different strata or different kingdom within the kingdom. And we're working in those areas. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure to compromise. Compromise is always present. You know, compromise is always present. My mother came to me yesterday about something with one of her insurance policies. And, you know, she said, you know what, I should have not, they ended up dropping her on something. And it was due to her health. And so she was in an uproar about it. And she said, you know what? I shouldn't have told them that I'm diabetic. Because she felt the pressure of, why did they do this to me? Why did they do that? I've been paying all of this time. Why did they do this to me? I shouldn't have told them. So immediately what came out of her heart was, if I would have been dishonest, I would have gotten what I wanted. And how many times have we been in, you know, I'm not trying to put my mom out there. I would prefer to use myself or, you know, someone that I know. But why would we, you know, have we ever been in those situations where the pressure of what we want puts us in a position where we feel like we have to lie, or we have to fit in, or we have to do a certain thing that we know is unrighteous, that God would not be pleased in? Listen, if nobody sees your integrity but God, that's all who needs to see it. And he will reward you for being integral even in your private life, even when nobody sees it, even when you have an opportunity to lie or swindle or do wrong. When you do right, God sees that and he honors that. So never feel like because somebody, quote unquote, got away. Nobody's getting away with anything. Okay, that's number one. But don't feel like the enemy has the upper hand. God knows what he's doing. God is watching. God sees all. He knows all. Let's go to verses 6-7. This is a covenant appeal. David prays from the place of relationship and steadfast love, and that's how we always should pray. And this gives us language, and it gives us the right posture to be in. He says, I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thy ear unto me and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against me. David's confidence is rooted in God's character, and he expects God to hear because God has revealed himself as the one who saves by his right hand. Amen. Which is a biblical image of power exercised in righteousness. And where you see loving kindness, that's covenant. That is covenant language. That is covenant loyalty. David is asking God to act consistently with his own nature and his own promises. Amen. And as we pray, and we just have just a couple more verses, but as we pray right up and through here, I want you to think about your confidence on that on this morning and where it's rooted. I want you to remember who you are serving on today and the character of the God that you serve. And I want you to pray from that vein on this morning. Father, we call upon you, Lord God, because not only do we know that you hear us, oh God, Lord God, we know that your ear is inclined, Lord God, to our speech on this morning, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that as we are praying, Lord God, that your loving kindness, Lord God, your tender mercies, the nature of who you are, Lord God, that you would rule out of that place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we have confidence in you, Lord God, on this morning. Lord God, we have confidence in your character on this morning, oh God. And Father, as we lift up our voices before you, we know, Lord God, that you hear the righteous, Lord God. Throughout scripture, Lord God, that you have told us, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God, that you hear the righteous, Lord God, that you incline your ear, Lord God, to the righteous on this morning. And so as we lift up our voice, Lord God, we are reminded, oh God, that you are the God that saves. Lord God, by your right hand, by your power, oh God. In the name, and we put our trust in thee on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we know, Lord God, that when opposition rises among us, oh God, Lord God, that you will see about your children, that you would not allow us, Lord God, hallelujah, God, to be put to shame. You would not allow, Lord God, the enemy to embarrass your people, Father. But God, I thank you, Lord God, that you rise and that you answer your people, Lord God, as we call upon you on this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you will exercise. Come on, people of God, let's pray together. Hallelujah, that you would exercise, Lord God, hallelujah, your nature on this morning as a loving and kind God. Lord God, one that reigns on the throne. Lord God, we thank you this morning that you are the King of all kings and that you are the Lord of all lords, Lord God, and that you can never be unseated, oh God. We thank you, God, that you rule out of your seat on this morning, oh God, and that you bring judgment to every one of our enemies, oh God. We thank you on this morning, oh God, hallelujah, that you rule and that you super rule, Lord God, hallelujah, not just in the heavenlies, but in the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our righteous judge, oh God, that you judge our situations righteously, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that you would bring, Lord God, hallelujah, the sword of the Lord, Lord God, in any situation, oh God, hallelujah, where the enemy, Lord God, is trying to oppose us, Lord God, that the sword of the Lord would be against the camp of the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that the Lord's sword is against the enemies of God, hallelujah, that the sword of the Lord is against the enemies of the children of God, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, hallelujah, on this morning. We thank God that his sword is against every enemy of the children of God. Hallelujah. I begin to see the sword of the Lord come down. Even as we were praying, I begin to see the sword of the Lord come down in between the enemies of God and the children of light. I begin to see it coming, hey, coming down. Hallelujah. And the sword of the Lord begin, it's almost like it made a demarcation. Hallelujah. To divide the enemies of God away from the children of light. Amen. So I want you to take take rest in knowing that your God is hearing you as you pray, and he's defending you even as we are praying on this morning. He is your defense. He is your shield. Amen. And when wolves are surrounding you, when wolves are standing bay, but they're watching to see a weak point in the fence of the sheepfold, they're seeing where they can enter in. I want you to know this morning that your defender is watching as well. Hallelujah. Your defender has his eyes on you on this morning. I got to stop right here and just remind you that your defense has his eyes on you. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, amen, and the enemy is plotting and scheming on where the sheepfold is weak, amen, I want you to know the Lord your God, his eyes are on you on this morning, and he has put his sword down. He has put his sword down on this morning, amen, which has divided every enemy away from the children of light. Glory be to God. Psalm 17, 8 through 9 says, keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. I want you to think about what's happening all over our nation, not just what's happening within the four walls of your home, but what's happening all around neighborhoods, all over this country, how people are in positions where they have to defend even their democracy, you know, the democracy of our country, but even within their city walls, where the enemy is coming in. And listen, the enemy is saying that he's coming in the name of the Lord, right? Oh, my God, cloaking behind spiritual language and using it to victimize people, to terrorize neighborhoods, having people in a state of fear. But you see that people are rising up and they're standing against the evil one. They are standing against and speaking truth to power, even if it costs their own lives. Amen. It takes people that are willing to defend what is just and what is righteous. Amen. To stand in the face of the evil and say, I will not be moved. I need you to know on this morning that you are absolutely the apple of God's eye. Amen. And so as we pray this through on this morning, I want you to remember that. I want you to remember those, amen, on this morning, that's not just in your city, but that are in other states and other cities that have to defend themselves against the wicked. But we lift up our voices this morning, amen, hallelujah, and we ask God to deal mightily with the wicked that oppress people in Jesus' name, hallelujah. You need to know on this morning, hallelujah, that you are the apple of God's eye, the apple of the eye, the apple of the eye refers to what is guarded instinctively, what is guarded immediately. The shadow of thy wings, what does that communicate to you? Refuge, right? Refuge. If you're under the shadow of God's wings, that means not only do you have refuge, but you have closeness. You are not distant from God. David is not describing some minor disagreement. He is describing oppression. He is describing encirclement, right? He's describing sustained pressure. So as we lift up our voices on this morning, we close out this prayer. I know we're not closing out the entire psalm, but as we close it out today, I want you to think about not just you, but think about others on this morning, hallelujah, and how God is their defense and how God is guarding them. And we want to ask the Lord on this morning to continue to extend his presence and, Lord, his defense, Lord God, to those that are in various parts of our nation to be their defender in Jesus' name. God, we pray this morning that you would keep us as the apple of your eye. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, guard, Lord God, hallelujah, what is tender to you, God, what is forming, God, what is vulnerable, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those communities, oh God, hallelujah, Father, Lord God, that have no defense, be their defense on today, Father. Lord God, where the enemy is trying to wound, where the enemy is trying trying to find weak points, Lord God, in the sheepfold, Father. We're praying, Lord God, that you would defend the vulnerable, that you would defend the orphans, Lord God, and the widows on this morning, that you would defend those, Lord God, hallelujah, that have sought, Lord God, the United States of America as a refuge place, Lord God, from their countries, Lord God, to have a better life, oh God. We pray, God, that you would guard, God, what is tender, and that you would hide us under the shadow of your wings, oh God. Let your presence, oh God, become our covering. Let your presence become our boundary, God. Deliver us from the wicked one, Father, from the oppressors, oh God, from the enemies, Lord God, that come pass round about us, oh God. Those things that are a threat to our nation's democracy. Those things, Lord God, that are a threat, Lord God, hallelujah, Father, to our freedoms in this country, God. We pray, God, that you would defend us on this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would defend, Lord God, the people, the innocent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, lift up your sword, God, against the oppressor on this morning, oh God. Lift up your sword, oh God, against, Lord God, those, Lord God, that desire to devour us, oh God, the night, oh God, of Fowler, Father. Lord God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that not only will you see us, Lord God, but that you will come to our rescue as Jehovah Gabor, our mighty man of war. God, as we lift up our voices to you, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are attending to our cry. Lord God, that you're giving ear to our prayer in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we're praying, oh God, to the righteous judge, and we pray, God, that you would vindicate, oh God, us in this nation, the remnant, oh God, that is crying out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are turning men's heart, oh God, back to you, Father, even though many men, Lord God, their hearts are waxing cold. Lord God, we know, oh God, hallelujah, that these things will come because you said it. But God, we're praying, oh God, hallelujah, Father, Lord God, that where hearts have become cold and numb, Lord God, that you, Father, would sensitize again in the name of Jesus, that men would turn back to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. God, as, Lord God, a host is rising up against this nation, oh God, and plotting and scheming, Lord God, to break, Lord God, the security boundaries of our nation, God, we pray that you would rise and defend us today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our military on this morning. Is somebody praying with me? We lift up our military troops on this morning, oh God, that are surrounding the boundaries and the borders of our country, and we pray, God, that you would protect them on this morning, Lord God, that you would cover our military forces, God, Lord God, the army, the navy, Lord God, the coast guards, oh God, that you, Lord God, would protect, Lord God, our first, Lord God, responders, oh God. God, I pray, God, this morning that you would look upon them, oh God. Look upon the righteous, Lord God, that are standing against, Lord God, the corporations, oh God, that are corrupt, Lord God. There's so much corruption going on, Lord God, all around about us, not just in our government walls, but Lord God, even in corporations. And we pray, God, that you would defend us today. Lord God, that you would defend, Lord God, the innocent, that you would defend the vulnerable on this morning, oh God. We pray, God, that you would look upon us in the name of Jesus. Look upon us this morning. God, remember us today. Lord God, remember, Lord God, the righteous. Don't allow the enemy, oh God, to have his way, Lord God, in our city walls. Lord God, we pray for protection around the cities, oh God, that are represented here on this line on today. Lord God, we lift up the states, Lord God, that are being affected, oh God, by the frigid air, Lord God, by the frigid weather, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know what the enemy is sending out. We know, Lord God, what the enemy is sending out amongst the atmosphere. But God, we pray, God, that you would intervene in the name of Jesus, that you would not allow, Lord God, the lights to go out, Lord God, in the frigid air, in the name of Jesus, that you would protect your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would preserve them, Lord God, that are in weather climates, Lord God, that could kill them. But God, I thank you, God, that you are defense to the righteous, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you see them on today, and Lord God, that you will protect, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we appeal to you, just as Abraham appealed, and asked God, but if it be 10 righteous, Lord God, if it be 50 righteous, Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that you would spare cities on today, Lord God, because of the righteous, Lord God, that are in those cities, oh God, crying out to you. We pray, God, that you would spare them today. Lord God, that you, Lord God, would not allow the enemy, oh God, to overtake our cities, oh God. We pray, God, that you would deal mightily, oh God, with our enemy, Lord God, that is trying to terrorize our communities, Lord God, that is trying to send fear tactics through the media, oh God, to get us to fear. We don't want to be like Job. What Job feared, it came upon him. But in the name of Jesus, we stand courageous on this morning. We stand with boldness in this morning, oh God. Lord God, in this morning, oh God, the righteous, oh God, we shine our light into the atmosphere, into the darkness. And we thank you this morning, Lord God, that light dispels darkness. Oh God, that purity, God, turns away evil. Lord God, that the love of God, Lord God, is the strongest power in the earth. Let the love of God drape our cities. Let the love of God drape our states. Let the love of God never. We cut through the airways on this morning with the love of God. We cut through the demonic, oh God. Oh God, oppression. We cut it. We cut through it with the love of God. We are the mature, Lord God. We are the righteous. We are the remnant. And we cut through, Lord God, what the enemy has used as fear tactics. Oh God, we cut through. And we speak confidence. We thank you, Lord God, that courageousness is rising. Boldness is rising. Because we are assured this morning that the Lord our God is with us. We are assured this morning that you hear the right. Hallelujah. We are assured, Lord God, on this morning that you attend to the cry of your people, that you give ear unto our prayer. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that your presence, oh God, is with us, that your presence goes before us. We are assured this morning that you will not allow our footsteps to slip, oh God. We are assured this morning, Lord God, that you are with the righteous, that you would not allow us to fall in the path of the destroyer. Lord God, I thank you that you are we are shielded and we are hidden under the wings of our God. We are safe and we are near. Oh God, you are the God that saves us with your right hand, and we put our trust in you. We put our trust in you. We lean and depend on our God, who is our defense. We pray and we thank you, oh God, on this morning, oh God, that you are the defender of the righteous, that you have arisen, oh God, against our enemies. Oh God, arise, oh Lord, and let every enemy be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let every enemy be scattered. Let the wicked fall. Let the wicked be cut down like the grass. But we thank you, God, that the righteous remnant is rising in this hour. That the righteous remnant, Lord God, is being highlighted in this hour. That the righteous remnant, hallelujah, is fighting, oh God, in this hour. That the righteous remnant, in Jesus' name, will not be put to shame. Do you believe that on this morning? That the kingdom of God is established in our cities. In the name of, when we declare, Lord God, that we live in a sheep nation, we declare that no matter what we see around us, that the hearts of mankind are being turned back to God. We are declaring on today that we are living in a time when we will see the greatest revival, hallelujah, that our eyes have ever beheld. We thank you, God, that people are running back to the sheepfold, that they're coming back into the fold. We thank you, Lord God, that people that turned away from God, Lord God, that were listening, oh God, to deceivers and those that were deceptive, Lord God, and those that manipulated them away from Jesus, Lord God, that they're coming back into the fold. We thank you, Lord God, that they're running back into the ark of safety. Thank you, Lord God, that all of the prodigal sons and daughters, Lord God, that left the way of righteousness, Lord God, that their hearts are turning back to you, God, and that they're running back, oh God, in the name of Jesus, before the reapers come in and they separate the wheat from the tare. We thank you, Lord
God. Lord God, that their hearts are bowing towards you, that their hearts are bowing to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, anyone unrighteous in our family, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you are allowing them, Lord God, their hearts, oh God, to be hearts of flesh. You are turning, oh God, stony hearts in, Lord God, to hearts of flesh. You are turning, oh God, callous hearts, Lord God, into hearts of flesh. We thank you, God, that you are softening the hearts of your people, oh God. And Lord God, that they turn to you. Lord God, they need a Savior. Lord God, I thank you that you are still saving. Lord God, that you are still redeeming. Oh God, mankind, no matter how evil, no matter what they have done, you are still our Redeemer. Lord God, I thank you today. Lord God, that as we pray, God, for our unsaved loved ones, and even in our city, those that don't know you, in the pardon of their sins, I thank you, God, that the gospel shall go out throughout our city. We shall carry, Lord God, the strong name of Jesus into our city walls, and we will proclaim, hallelujah, your righteousness in our city gates, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for those that did not know you, those that knew you but they left, they backslid. I thank you, Lord God, that their hearts are turning to Jesus. 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 Thank you for the evangelists. Thank you for the missionaries. God, cover them as they go out. Lord God, protect the missionaries as they are out in different countries, as they are out in the nation of America. Lord God, protect the missionaries and the evangelists. Oh God, protect them, oh God, as they are ministering in the city walls. God, we thank you today that hearts are turning to Jesus. Hearts are turning to Jesus. Lord God, not just the poor, but the rich. Oh God, in Anamaandia. Lord God, all people. Lord God, their hearts are turning to Jesus. They are laying aside every weight that so easily beset them. And God, they are picking up their cross. Lord God, and they are following Jesus. They're denying themselves, and they are following Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that the prodigals are coming in. 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 People that we've been praying for years, their hearts are turning to Jesus. People that we've been crying out for years, we've been putting them at the altar. Your sons and your daughters, they are coming to Jesus. They are being sensitized by the word of God. We thank you, Lord God, that the blinders are coming off. Lord God, that the scales are falling off of their eyes, and they are coming into the knowledge of Christ in a very real way. The deception is being lifted. Lord God, we thank you, God, that the veil is being lifted off of them so that they are able to see that it is not in ancestral worship, that it is not in sage, that it is not in stones, Lord God, but it is in Jesus. Jesus reigns on the throne, and he cannot be unseated. He is the God of all gods. He is the King of all kings. He is the Lord of all lords. And we thank you that he is our triumphant victor. He is our conquering king. He is our champion on this morning. And he reigns forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And ever, and ever. Hey, alaboria kapari ande lele shikatanda dana ma aya. Hey, the prodigals are coming in. Thank you, that revival is here. Revival is now. You are reviving our communities, Jesus. You are reviving all God families. You are reviving children. You are reviving nations. Thank you, God. That the restorer, the redeemer, revelation is in our gates, protection is in our gates, provision is in our gates, sustaining is in our gates, the power of God, the power of God, the power of God surrounds us, the power of God moves us from fear to courageousness, The power of God, it strengthens our back, it strengthens our speech. The power of God, rejoice, people of God, for your God is your defender. Rejoice, people of God, for your God has heard you today. Rejoice, people of God, because he knows your name. Rejoice, people of God, because your God has responded. It's a good day to rejoice. I know it's Saturday. Some of you sleepy, you're tired from the week, but it's a good day to rejoice.
It's a good day.
Hallelujah. It is a good day to rejoice. Hallelujah. Because God is still on the throne. He cannot be moved. Hallelujah. He still reigns. He still super rules. He's still sovereign. He's still king. He's still defending his people. Hallelujah. We thank God for him being righteous, the righteous judge. We encourage you to continue to read Psalm 17 in its entirety. There's 15 verses there. Amen. Hallelujah. And we encourage you to read and pray through the scripture. Amen. Read and pray through the scripture. Use the scripture as a guide on how to properly pray. Amen. Use the scripture as a guide. Amen. On how our hearts. I'm not trying to tell you to be like David. No, David was his own person. Amen. And David is an example. He's an epistle for us that we may read and we may see and get proper perspective on how our posture should be. Amen. When we come before our God. And even though you may not say thou and though when you're praying, amen, that was the speech of their day, amen, but as long as your heart is turned towards God in sincerity, amen, as being a righteous follower of Jesus Christ, amen, you are in proper posture, amen, that the Lord would incline his ear unto you. And so I am going to give way this morning to anyone that is here on the line that would like to come forth, amen, and testify on this morning. Hallelujah. God is strong right now in this space. He's very, very strong right now in this space. My God, I can feel him like weighing on my person. He's extremely strong in this space. God. Oh. Oh, mighty God. He's extremely strong in this space. And even as we were praying, you know, I often talk about words and how, you know, words have so much meaning and force behind them when we speak. And when the news anchors and the social media, even though these things are typed, no matter the communication, and whether you're reading it, whether you're hearing it, it's putting something in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Whether you're watching it, something that happens to our environments when we watch constant violence, when we hear the consistency of something else has gone wrong. It puts us in a state of terror and fear. But when we pray and we declare the word of the Lord out of our mouth, it cuts through all of that. And it brings people back in alignment with the word of God and with the heart of God. Yes, much is going on. Absolutely, because we are in those times. We are living in a time that not even our forefathers saw. They didn't see it to this degree. But God is our preservation. He preserves the righteous.
Yes.
And he's using us in this mean world to be a light in dark places. So raise your voice. Stand strong. Know that even if you're the only one on your job or you're the only one in your community,
that you are a gatekeeper for the Lord. And as long as you're there, that means there's an intercessor that is still pleading at the gate, that's still protecting at the gate, still watching on the behalf of the King and the Kingdom. If you're here today and you would like to testify or there's something you want to share, we open up the line to you on today.
Good morning, it's Prophet DeMontis here. I do have word from the Lord as we were praying. The Lord says that He is placing His defense all around us, seen and unseen. And the Lord said that what was sent to intimidate, what was sent to accuse, what was sent to ambush, He said it's going to lose its assignment even before it reaches. And He says, I am rerouting threats, I am rerouting silencing, I'm rerouting adversaries and confusing the plans formed in secret. But there is an instruction. The Lord says, stay within the boundary of obedience. He says, do not over-explain yourself. Keep your mouth guarded. Keep your spirit clean and your prayer life consistent. Move when He says move. Rest even when He says rest. Divine defense is activated by alignment, not force. This is the word and the prophetic directive of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your direction. Thank you for your wisdom this morning, God. Will there be another? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Will there be another on this morning? Well, amen. We thank God for this time of prayer, this time of reading. Again, I encourage you, get your reading in as well. So important. Read your scriptures. Read them thoroughly. Don't just read to read. Amen. Read to receive revelation. Read to receive direction. The scriptures are our roadmap. They are our compass. They're our guide. And so it's important that we are well acquainted with God's word. Amen. God is His word, and His word is Him. Amen. And so when you read, that's why you can read the word over and over again, and it's always something new that can be revealed unto you. So we thank God for the scriptures. We thank God that the scriptures give us the language that we need when we are in prayer. And I want to encourage you, amen, to just start somewhere and memorize the scriptures. Get familiar with them. Amen. There's so many commentaries out here. There's so many resources that are available to you. Now, you need to make sure that those resources are credible. But there's so many resources out here that are available so we are not left ignorant. Amen. Because there will be no one that can give an excuse. There will be no one that will be able to say, I didn't know. I didn't know that, or, you know, because we are in an information age, amen, and we have a responsibility as well, amen, to our own education in Christ Jesus. It is not just our teachers or our pastor's job. It is also our job, amen, to do our diligence in reading God's holy and righteous word. Know that we love you. We are consistently praying for you and your families. We hope to hear you back here at noon. Have a good day. More grace.
More grace.